When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, back here on Happer and Schaefer, 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Love every time we mention or like kind of in passing mention that this is it. These are the last two shows for Happer and Schaefer. And this is how radio works. It's not anybody's fault. But it's like, wait, what? Did I miss something? Yes, this show will no longer exist beginning, well, it'll have its last show tomorrow. We're all off air on Friday for New Year's Day observed, I believe. And then Monday, it'll be fresh lineup. Little shake up here to 93.7 Ticket. Sans me, sans Schaefer. People are asking why. I got a different job, and Schaefer is just leaving because I'm leaving.
Basically, a little over 2.5 years of doing daily radio while also having another job, and you carried a lot of the weight of this show, which allows me to just roll in about 4 minutes late most days. And then it's not fair to the listeners. It's not fair to whoever I'd be working with. Like, if I can't really commit myself to it, I took advantage of you sort of allowing me to get away with it for the last 5 months. But,
well, it's a lot. It's a lot as a second job. It's a lot for one job. It's a lot, definitely a lot as a second job.
And so I just want to take some time with it, but I'm still going to be here on Thursdays from 7 to 8, and I'm still going to be, I'm sure, a guest for some programming. I'm still going to sit in as a guest co-host every now and then, just like I did on Monday night when Jay and I did Old School with DP Out of Town.
That was fun.
So, that was fun. Shows with Jay are so incredibly fast.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden we're talking about the 1998 Buffalo Bills, and he's throwing out, like, all the names that I remember from playing Madden.
Of course.
So that was a good time. But yeah, I'm still going to be around. It's just not going to be in a daily format.
There you go. So that's our story, and we'll only repeat it probably 7 to 15 more times over the next 2 days. DP's going to join. DP's back from vacation, by the way. A well-deserved vacation. He's going to come on at the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll hash out any questions that anybody has. Or
so the deck of cards.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
There's so many questions for the upcoming 2021 season because we never did this again after the end of the recruiting hour. And I can't decide if I'm just going to allow us to ask the question and then look back as to how it played out or if I just kick it forward to 2022. It's going to be spur of the moment kind of thing.
I do like the idea of this was very in the moment in 2020. Yeah.
There's still spring game questions in here because that's how long ago this
you was. Did this. We did this game because we had nothing else to talk about, right? It was the pandemic. There was nothing going on, and it's like, let's do it. Deck of cards hour.
Yeah, right. We did it four times, I think. Yeah. Three or four times.
Yeah,
which led to some questions like, do you feel like Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone? Which I was really also, if we can just throw in a quick plug here. Sometimes I use some Trek CBD products before asking or writing some of these questions. So
that's why you're not prepared.
Well, they're not going to come from the same plane of thought. We'll put it that way.
Well, you know, as long as there's still some left over in the in the pile there. That's good. There's so we have that to accomplish today. We're going to have a semi-normal show. Sam and Brunts are going to join as well. DP is going to come in and chat. One thing that I do want to do over the next 2 days is a bit that I hold near and dear to my heart for whatever reason that people really enjoyed that we've kind of not done over the last couple of years now. What's in the box? I would love to do a what's in the box over the next 2 days. So maybe we could deploy that today. There's a text bag tomorrow. There's Mike Sauter tomorrow. And then we'll probably, you know, get really emotional or something like that. So yeah, that'll all happen. We'll see. Rico's going to join here in just a few minutes, by the way, to round out the hour for true or false. We'll do it all in the same segment before the break here. The bowl games are kind of heating up a little bit. I feel once again, pretty disconnected from all this stuff with, I mean, yes, Nebraska's not in it. The Big Ten teams haven't really started yet, although Minnesota got their win last night over West Virginia. And then all the cancellations and the questions of whether these people are going to be playing in these games. There's, I believe, at the moment, nothing tonight.
No, today there's no game.
There's an off day,
I looked
right?
this up this morning because... Yeah. When I went to bed last night, Ryan Burns was losing his mind over, I can't pronounce the last name, but Daniel
Fa'aleli.
Fa'aleli.
Yeah.
Had lined up at fullback.
Yes.
And
he
Neil
scored a touchdown.
Brown apparently ran down the sidelines and called a timeout because West Virginia was not prepared. And then, like, the very next play, he scores the touchdown.
Yep.
And Burns is just losing his mind on Twitter. And I was like, all right.
It's amazing.
I'm good here.
They spent a good chunk of that broadcast just talking about how big he is, which is a college football story that everybody needs to know. I mean, we've known it for a long time because Nebraska plays Minnesota every year, and they have a 6'10", 400-pound right tackle.
Right.
But it's like, you know, just imagine if you're West Virginia, you're like, what? How's that? Oh, they're going to put him at fullback now?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
The outside linebacker's like, I guess I've got him in coverage.
I'm gonna take him on right up the middle. So then there's four games tomorrow, and they start getting kind of good. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, in which there will be a mayo bath for the winner.
That's right. No French fry bath, a mayo bath. Tennessee, Purdue is the Music City Bowl tomorrow. Pitt and Michigan State, no Kenny Pickett, no Kenny Walker, Kenneth Walker, no Mark Whipple either in that game. But that's the best game on tap. That's the Peach Bowl tomorrow, New Year's Six Bowl technically, I think. And Wisconsin, Arizona State in the Vegas Bowl tomorrow. I've seen a lot of Wisconsin taking over Vegas pictures already. So that's happening. That's the dream, right? It never was fulfilled this year. We talked about it a lot before the year. We have to get to the Vegas Bowl at some point.
Vegas or bust.
If Nebraska's going to get back to a bowl game, please let it be the Vegas Bowl and not some weird dumpy bowl in any other town.
The Big Ten's allotment of bowls, if you avoid having to go to like the Pinstripe or Quick Lane, is pretty
good. It's usually pretty good.
Because you're either in Arizona like Minnesota last night.
Yep.
You're in Vegas.
Florida.
Music City Bowl is an option. Several in Florida.
Rose Bowl.
And that's basically, you know, and then the better you do, the better it looks. So,
is somebody said Oregon and Oklahoma tonight? Is that true?
It's what?
I'm looking at the.
There's nothing.
Oh,
schedule.
No, there's games tonight. There's games tonight. I missed that up.
What did I miss?
Oregon Oklahoma is tonight in the Alamo Bowl, so that's a game. Clemson Iowa State is tonight
had
in the
no game schedule
in the Cheez-Its.
What was I looking at?
Maryland Virginia Tech is a game. Today in the Pinstripe Bowl. I don't know what we were looking at either. And SMU Virginia got canceled in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Huh.
Sorry, I messed that up. I thought we were missing a few.
Well, it seemed weird that there would be no games today.
It did seem weird that there would be no games.
Yeah. All of these games
and
have
in fact,
some level of interest. For
it
me.
Was weird because it
was entirely wrong.
Entirely wrong. Exactly.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So are you going to tune into a bowl game for the first time today?
Yeah, probably. I think I'll probably have the Alamo. So I have my office set up in my house now.
All right.
With a recliner, a television, a table to work at if I choose to, a Coors refrigerator that I need to get a new adapter for on the back so it actually works. Mm. It was nice. I wrote for the first time in 10 days. I published something on Husker 24/7 last night. Felt nice. I like it. My setup down there is going to be really good.
Excellent.
So,
Southside Schaefer.
I'm good to go.
East South Lincoln Schaefer. Yeah. I get him confused with East Lincoln West. There's East Lincoln West on the text line, and one of his, I think his brother has come up to me at a couple football games.
This is North Lincoln.
Sent some
Rico.
Messages to East Lincoln West.
Northwest Lincoln Rico.
Northwest Lincoln Rico. Sorry.
What up, Rico?
How you guys doing?
Good. Excellent. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great.
I like your flannel.
Thank you.
Kind of lumberjack type
lumberjack
of deal there.
Jacket. Super warm.
Yeah, it looks really super looks nice. Really warm.
Got it for Christmas.
Are we ready for some true or false?
Yeah.
People are now making fun of us because we didn't know that there were three bowl games today.
Yeah, they'll probably get canceled.
I just screwed it up.
I swear I looked this morning, nothing.
They'll probably get canceled.
They'll probably get canceled. It's
there's
fine.
There's one that already did.
Yeah, see?
And now there are three. So 145, if you would like to watch potential future Nebraska quarterback, Tulia Tagovailoa, against Virginia Tech.
That game's definitely going to get canceled.
Okay, so maybe we could play the game of which quarterback do you want the most out of the six teams that are playing today?
Ooh, okay. Well, I need the quarterbacks' names. I can put that in the true or false.
Okay. All right, yeah, you can just give this to us.
Yeah, well, I can give you the first question. True or false, John Madden made you fall in love with football.
I don't know if it was John Madden himself, but certainly had an impact on, you know, a pretty big impact on. I don't know if it's like specifically my life. I know generationally it's different for, you know, whoever, depending on what age you are. I know more from the Madden football game because that's how old I am. The people who are just a few years older than me know him as a broadcaster, and the people who are a few years older than them know him as a pretty legendary coach as well.
Yeah, I never knew him as a football coach. I knew him as a broadcaster and the video game kind of all rolled into one. The amount of people who wouldn't know what a wheel route is if it wasn't for Madden Football.
Nice.
Is, you know, think about all the concepts that you sort of learn and became normalized because of the video game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously NCAA football comes along after that, and I told this on early break, but basically John Madden's, if without Madden football as a video game football ends up looking pretty different.
Probably, yeah. I don't know if Madden has any impact on...
He didn't make me love football, but he definitely was a big part of my football knowledge and life.
Yeah, John Madden helped me understand football, and for the longest time, anytime anybody uses just the on the broadcast, the whatever clickers, and they circle things or whatever, I'm just like, yeah, John
did
it
better. The Telestrator.
Madden did it better.
It's funny, like the Frank Caliendo as John Madden will occasionally pop into my head.
Boom!
You know, like it actually fits pretty well.
Yeah,
it does. Did.
I was just watching a couple videos. Do you guys remember the baby bucket, the mama bucket, and the daddy bucket?
No.
He did. I mean, we didn't watch the game live because it was before our time, but he was just, it was a game in California, and they just had a camera shot on three buckets on the sideline of I don't remember what team. He's like, yeah, this is the mommy bucket, and this is the daddy bucket. And, you know, they came together, they had a kid. This is the baby bucket. So this bucket's going to go. And he was just going on this rant about buckets, and it was great.
This is not a bad Madden, you know, little Madden bit there. That was pretty good. Rico.
And then he had the one about the turkey, and it had six legs because legs kept breaking. Cause
the turducken.
Yeah, the turducken.
Yeah. Classic. Classic Madden.
So
all right, what else do we have, Rico?
We're into the quarterbacks.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so first up is the Oregon quarterbacks. True or false? See, there's three of them. One's a senior.
Just the starter. Just do the
starter
for every team. Yeah.
Okay, true or false, you would want Anthony Brown as your quarterback for next season for Nebraska. This season, he had 2,683 yards, 15 touchdowns, and six picks.
Yep, that seems pretty good. I'll take that.
Is there a barometer I can work off of here, or just in general? Anthony Brown or what they have on their roster right now?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can go Anthony Brown or just what's on the roster.
Yeah, I'll go Anthony Brown, but
that's,
I'm not excited.
Yeah, that's the true or false. You either want the starter for whatever team or you just keep whatever Nebraska has.
All right.
Oregon is playing Oklahoma 8:15 today at the Valero Alamo Bowl.
Shout out the Alamo Bowl, one of the best bowls every year.
True or false, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Not sure that it's going to be an option for anybody else besides Oklahoma and USC, but we'll see.
But who knows?
There's going to be some people. I think after today and tomorrow, there's going to be there's going to be some people that go in from these games.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're good. Next game. New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
Yes.
Taulia Tagovailoa.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He would be my number one, not in the transfer portal, but would be most excited to see him in Lincoln answer, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Of who's realistic.
Who's realistic. Yeah. That's a good qualifier.
Okay. They're playing Virginia Tech in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl today. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech starting quarterback, Braxton Burmeister.
Oh, it sounds like a guy I don't want.
Isn't he already a transfer guy?
I think he might already be in the transfer portal.
Not already in it right now, but I think he was a transfer.
Okay.
So I don't know that he would even have a one-time transfer to use.
Okay, well, I can go with the next guy. He's a freshman.
Braxton Burmeister. Yeah, he was at Oregon, actually, for the first 2 years of his career.
Okay, so no Braxton Burmeister.
No Braxton Burst.
So I'll go with the next guy who has the next most stats. Knox Kadum. He is a freshman.
Nope.
He had 150
Burmeister is
yards.
In as a grad transfer, so he is available.
Okay.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, then we'll go back to Braxton Burmeister.
Sorry.
You're good.
I just looked it up.
1,960 yards, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions this season.
Not a great option, but fine.
It's an Anthony Brown.
Yeah, he's on the Anthony
Brown. I would take
it
relative to what Nebraska has, but there's more out there.
But I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
DJ Uiagalelei?
The Cheez-It Bowl.
Yes.
Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei.
I mean, is it possible that he enters the transfer portal?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think he will.
They also have Taysom. Not even going to try and say his last name.
Yeah, they have all the quarterbacks with super weird names.
Starts with a P.
Yeah, I've seen this guy before. Yeah, any Clemson quarterback I would take. I don't know.
Hunter Johnson?
I would have taken Hunter Johnson out of the portal.
I would have too.
Yeah. But not after what Northwestern did to him. He had to experience Northwestern. Brock Purdy, I don't think can...
Well, I wasn't going to go Brock Purdy. I was going to go with their backup.
Yeah, I think Brock Purdy's like 100th year in college football.
Brock Purdy, other Purdy, or Hunter Deckers. He's a freshman.
No.
193 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Yeah, he'd be just like the other Purdy. Chubba.
Why do I know that name?
He's from Hawarden, Iowa.
Probably for that reason.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I watched him play at some point in time.
He's an Iowa guy.
Those are all the quarterbacks in today's Bulls.
All right, so give me Taulia.
Yep.
Of course, give me Caleb Williams, but Taulia, and then
DJ.
It's a hodgepodge after that, probably.
Yeah. No, you said you would take DJ.
Oh, I would take
if
DJ.
If that ends up happening.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty exciting if Nebraska got DJ Uiagalelei.
Nick would never be able to say his name.
So a lot of people wouldn't be able to say his name. Thank you, Rico.
No problem.
That is true or false. We'll come back 9 o'clock hour. We'll be joined right around the corner by Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald. We'll have some actual real football talk here. But other than that, we want to hear from you guys. 402-464-5685. More up next on Happer and Schaefer.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.